I just paid $4.59 for a pack of pens at this grocery store in Lake Wylie. 30 cents of that is sales tax. And here in York County, about 4 of those cents are called pennies for progress. They pay for this. Highway 161 in York County, South Carolina, is being widened in both directions. This is a major commuter road for the region. And though it's technically a state road, adding new lanes is nowhere near the top of the priority list for the South Carolina Department of Transportation. So York County residents chose instead to pitch in their pennies through a 1% sales tax. And County Transportation Manager Phil Leeser says it's paying off.
Honestly, without this funding, we would still be sitting here with two-lane roads that would be completely congested. We'd have bumper-to-bumper traffic. Commute times would be 2, 3, 4 times as long as what they are as a result of this penny.
York County was the first in South Carolina to impose a sales tax to pay for roads. The first time it went to the ballot in 1997, voters approved it by a narrow 51% majority. The tax raised $99 million over 6 years and paid for more than a dozen projects, including extra lanes on I-77. 6 years later, 76% of voters said yes to extending the sales tax.
I think it's great. We need the roads.
Tink Helms is one of many shoppers in this Lake Wylie parking lot who still favor pennies for progress, even though they technically already pay for state roads through gas taxes and license fees. Some are upset that rising oil prices have stalled a couple of projects promised on the ballot. But shopper Michael Welker says the tax is worth it to keep York County roads manageable.
You know, so we don't end up like Charlotte, you know, roads being too small, you know, too much congestion.
South Carolina's been creative in putting the pennies for progress model in place. North Carolina needs to look at that and other creative approaches if we're going to be successful.
That's Charlotte Chamber of Commerce President Bob Morgan. He estimates unfunded road needs in the Charlotte region to exceed $4 billion over the next 20 years. The chamber is pushing local and state leaders to embrace options like toll roads and pennies for progress. But they need the Mecklenburg County Commission on board. And
I just do not believe that that is likely to happen anytime in the foreseeable future.
Mecklenburg County Commissioner Bill James says that's because Charlotte residents already pay more of their income to local government than other big cities in North and South Carolina. County Commission Chair Jennifer Roberts feels similarly and says most on the commission think the county has higher priorities for its money. Besides, says James, those roads are the state's responsibility.
It's not appropriate for them to put it on the backs of local taxpayers in Mecklenburg County when we send our sales tax money to Raleigh and they only send about 70% of that money back. If all Raleigh did was give us the money that we pay in sales taxes, then we would not have a road money problem.
At this very moment, a state roads commission is developing a proposal to rework that formula. But Charlotte Chamber President Bob Morgan believes it will take more to keep up with traffic in Charlotte.
I think the debate will inevitably turn toward the question of, do we have enough existing resources to fund the need? I think the answer is going to be we do not. And then the question will be, where do we go to get those new funding sources?
So that's where Pennies for Progress could come in. Next month, York County Transportation Manager Phil Leeser will make his best pitch to Charlotte City and County officials. His secret weapon is a poster-sized map currently on his office wall. It's crisscrossed with brightly colored lines like a plate of rainbow spaghetti. They represent newly widened and paved roads all over York County.
What would this map look like without Pennies for Progress?
Well, everything you see on this map would be gone. We would not have an eight-lane interstate. We would not have some 40-some-odd miles of road widening projects. We would only see 4 widening projects of less than 8 or 9 miles done in York County.
The cost of a 1% road tax is undeniably high, and so too are the barriers to implementing it in Mecklenburg County. A majority of the county commission and voting public would have to approve the tax hike. But considering Charlotte's booming growth and mounting congestion, some say it's time for a dramatic solution. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.